Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of my mini show, No Dumb Questions with Mel. First off, can I just say thank you for tuning in? Whether you're a longtime listener and found the show through our main show, Asian Boss Girl, or just stumbled upon it recently, thank you so much. I also want to express my gratitude to those who listened to the last episode where I shared my emotional first week of my move to New York. Things are slowly brightening up, but I'm definitely still adjusting. I know it takes a while to find your groove, and I'm confident I'm slowly getting there. I will say that I am still very much in awe of the city. Whenever I'm walking around, I find myself just smiling and taking everything in. Even yesterday, I was walking to the subway and it was raining. And usually when it rains, I'm like, ugh. But the rain just made the buildings and the city just look a little bit more magical. I had moments of like pausing and just taking photos of everything I saw for myself and asking myself, like, am I really here? So I do think this move is a good step, and I'm slowly getting more and more to like the beauty of the move. For today's episode, it falls a bit after my 2-year anniversary with Ray. The last time I was in this long of a relationship was in high school, and that was such a different time. With us moving in together in a new city, we are definitely in a different stage in our relationship. I thought it'd be interesting to reflect back on our last 2 years and kind of compare what year one and year two was, chat through the other insights I discovered in our relationship, and what else needs to happen before embarking on the next stage. Like always, before we get started, let's head into my Google segment. So the last thing I Googled may sound kind of sad, but I will share that it did help me. So I Googled what to do when you feel lonely. Like I mentioned, like I'm still in this transitional period. Like I don't think I'm there yet where I feel super comfortable and confident in myself in this move. It's just a lot of adjustments. So I think I shared in the last episode, there are periods of changes in feelings, and loneliness is something that has kind of entered my cycle of feeling sometimes. So one of the biggest differences with this move is the change in schedule for Ray and myself. And just to give you guys kind of like the granular details of our schedule, Ray wakes up every day at 3:45 a.m. and he is in the office until noon. And you're like, why does he wake up so early? He produces a daily show, a morning show, so he has to be there in the office at 5. So again, he's there in the office at 5 all the way into noon. Then he kind of takes a break and goes to the gym. And he comes back to the apartment around 1 or 2. And by then, I start my meetings because I'm on West Coast time. And both of us are kind of working until 5 p.m. Usually after 5, we have like maybe small moments, but then he starts getting ready for bed around 6:30 to 7. And I'm usually done by then. And I'm kind of just like figuring out what I can do to unwind by myself. So it's definitely a challenge. Like, I think right now, especially for Ray, it's like he's really focused on like getting a grasp of his job because it's been really challenging. So I think he's been working like pretty long hours. And so it's been hard to, you know, figure out like our overlapping schedules. Initially, when I first moved, I was solely focused on getting the apartment in order because, again, my space is my comfort place. Like I needed to be somewhat like put together or cozy so I can feel good. With that, I told myself that I didn't want to see or hang out with anyone else or any people until progress has been made with the apartment. I don't know. I'm just someone that, like, I can't really, like, go enjoy myself when, like, my home is a little chaotic. It hasn't been like this in a while because, like, obviously with LA, like, my apartments, I felt settled for the last, like, few years because, like, I had furniture and all this stuff. And obviously moving to New York, I don't have a couch. And, like, there's a lot of things that we're buying and having to, like, just create a new home. With all of this going on, I didn't realize how isolated I actually felt by not having much human interaction during the day. So yes, I got to certain moments of feeling loneliness due to, one, like, Ray and I figuring out time together during the week because it's really tough. Like, he's in go mode and I'm also on, like, the West Coast schedule. And two, just not seeing and talking to anyone. It just kind of led me to feeling really lonely. After Googling, and I was talking to Darlene, my old roommate, about this, I actually found myself messaging Dar a lot during this time because, like, while I'm feeling lonely, Dar used to be the person I talked to the most because I used to live with her. Like, she was my person for the last 8 years. And after Googling and talking to Dar, I realized I can change a few things, you know, in my lifestyle. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start implementing workouts back into my schedule so I can at least be in a group environment and around different people. I did start doing this week and I just feel so much better. One, I felt better because I was doing something additional for me. Like, I was taking care of my body and my mind by trying a yoga class or trying a Pilates class. And I think when I find myself there, I naturally don't mind talking to people there. Like, oh, hi. Like, I, like, make conversation with the receptionist and, like, make small talk. So even these little interactions, like, they added so much to just, like, my overall day. And two, the second thing I'm going to implement is to start hanging out with people I feel actually comfortable with. I can't describe how lucky and comforting it is to have Darlene here in New York while I'm here. I mentioned before on the previous episodes that Dar and Aaron, my old roommates in LA, are doing, like, a few months in New York as well. And even though it's not the same as having her in the same apartment, she's only a subway ride away. And I think it was last week, we went to our first workout class together. So I had her in a workout class and we did a 2-night sleepover because Aaron was out of town for, like, a work event. And it was just so nice and comfortable and easy. And I think that's just the kind of thing I need right now as I slowly ease my way to socially putting myself out there. I just kind of want to be around familiar people. And I think Dar and Aaron are such a good, like, I don't want to say solution, just but, like, a good people to be around. So I think putting yourself out there right now where I am mentally, it's kind of challenging. So yeah, I've been hanging out with Dar and Aaron. I also was able to grab coffee with Chan or Chantal. She's one of our moderators for the Discord. And it's just been nice to, like, you know, just hang out with, like, familiar faces. The third thing I'm going to do is I am going to check out more coffee shops in parts of the city by myself during the week. Being in a new city, the options are so endless, and I just want to, like, try out the different coffee shops. In LA, I kind of had my go-to after a while, so I don't have my go-to yet in New York, so it'd be kind of fun to explore and find, like, the charms of all these different shops. Honestly, all of them are so cute and unique in their own way. Obviously, I'm trying to balance this with saving money because, you know, we're getting a bunch of stuff for the apartment, but just trying to put myself out there in a new environment when I can. And the last thing I kind of want to look into was potentially joining a club or something that requires me to meet new people. I know I said I wanted to be around people that I'm comfortable with, but I think with more time, I do want to put myself out there just to, you know, build a new community. Dar was mentioning to me how she signed up for acting classes for fun. And I thought to myself, like, why don't I find a hobby to explore or lean into, like, classes too? I landed on this, like, New York City girl walk on Instagram and I was like, oh, that looked kind of interesting. Maybe this is something I could either join or, I don't know, like, just want to see different things that I could be a part of. I think overall, based on this Google search and just chatting with Dar and also with Ray, I know adjustments and proactive changes can be made for me to feel less lonely. And knowing myself, I think it just takes time. It's hard for me to make these moves when you're working on adjusting on so many other things in your life. But I told Ray this and I was like, the one thing to know about me is that I will not choose to be stagnant when I'm feeling a negative feeling. Loneliness for me is, like, not something I feel really great about, but I will take action to do something about it, but it's just going to take time. So again, I have faith I'm going to be okay. But, you know, I think these random moments of feeling sad or loneliness is just going to pop up and I know that I can handle it. It just sucks when it happens, but I'll keep you posted on how all of this goes.
Hi, ABGs. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? I know I have definitely had nights where I was tossing and turning because I was too hot or I was too cold, and it definitely affected how I felt the next day. If you also have a tendency to wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's temperature-regulating bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics. Why is silver-infused fabric so cool? Because it prevents up to 99.7% of bacterial growth. Whoa. So your sheets stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. Getting to save time with less washes? Yes, please. They're also super comfortable and have a luxurious feel without the high price tag of other luxury brands. Like, these sheets feel just as nice, if not nicer, than ones that they use in 5-star hotels. You gotta try these sheets, guys. Go to trymiracle.com/ABG, and whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code ABG at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Whoa, who does not love a good deal? And if they don't meet your expectation, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't in love with them, you get a full refund. Let's upgrade our sleep with Miracle Made, people. Go to trymiracle.com/ABG and use the code ABG to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/ABG to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
Time to chat about the main topic for today's episode, which is my relationship. Again, Ray and I are hitting our 2-year anniversary, and I've never hit this point in an adult relationship before. The last time was my high school boyfriend, and very different life stages, I will say. So I thought I would start this episode off by kind of reflecting on the last 2 years. So just kind of evaluating Ray and I's relationship, I will say that it felt like everything was a gradual escalation, which we both prefer. We're not the type to rush into things because we both truly like our own individual life. So there was no rush to integrate each other quickly. So the first year, we were long distance. He was in Oakland and I was in LA. So it was like we were seeing each other every month and we would switch off from me going to the Bay and him coming to LA. So I think with that year and schedule, like I was able to have like my own life completely in LA and he was able to have his own life in the Bay while we're slowly getting to know each other. Last year, he moved to LA and was only 15 minutes away from me. And I felt like this year, like last year, was really the year we kind of found our groove and it felt more serious. We found our routine as a couple and we realized that hanging out maybe like once sometimes on the weeknights and then mostly hanging out on the weekends really worked for our schedule. Again, I think it's because we like to do our own things that it just worked for us. And again, it was like a slowly gradual more integration of our lives together. And he got really integrated into my friend group in LA. So it was nice to see that coming together of my boyfriend and my friends. And my friends really like him, so it was great. And I got close to his sisters who also live like 10 minutes away from me. So I think just this deepening of our external relationships happened a lot last year. We also spent more time with each other's family as well. Like last year, he was able to go to Taiwan and meet my grandpa and spend like some time with my parents, my brother. And again, I spent a lot of time with his sisters. And then holiday season, like I got to have dinner with his family and it was so much fun. And everything just felt really natural. It's just the best way I could describe it. The other thing we got into last year was, you know, more serious discussions or fights, if you will, to really understand how each other kind of functions and our wants and needs. So last year was kind of like getting into the weeds of things too, while also deepening like external relationships. This year, it's weird because I'm like, are we entering year 3 technically? Like it's 2 years, but yeah, we're going into, I don't even know if I'm counting right. Let's just whatever. So this year, we moved in together, which is another step forward into our relationship. And I feel like this is like a huge milestone, like learning each other's day-to-day habits. And I kind of feel like it's like the test to see if we can be with each other on this next level because, you know, are you hubby material? Like, I am that type of person that I do believe you have to live with someone before like committing to marriage. So, you know, this is a huge step. On a lighter note, what do we plan on doing for our 2-year anniversary? Well, for the first year, I wanted to do something more grand because I've never hit a 1-year anniversary in an adult relationship. So I'm very like, all the first has to be kind of significant for me. So we went to San Diego for our 1-year anniversary and it was such a great getaway. This year, we're going to a nice Italian restaurant in Brooklyn. My friends in LA gifted us a gift card for my birthday to use for our first date in New York, and I've been saving it for this occasion. I'm really excited because I love Italian food. Like, I'm a pasta lover. And Ray and I honestly don't do fancy nights a lot. So excited to kind of get dressed up and, you know, and celebrate this event. We're actually very casual dining people, if you didn't get that by now. Afterwards, we want to go watch Dune 2. We're so behind with what movies have been coming out, but we both enjoy going to the movies. I can't recall the last time we watched something in theaters together. So just, you know, a simple movie night with some popcorn just sounds like a nice way to like kind of, you know, celebrate. Just something simple. Another thing I want to chat through is kind of compare like the difference between like year one and year two. And the one biggest difference I could talk about is the level of comfort, like getting unlocked as the years progress, as the time keeps going. I truly never thought I could get to this level of comfort with a significant other. Like there are things I've done in this relationship I've never done in a previous relationship. And this may be TMI, but like, yo, I never thought I would fart in front of my boyfriend. Like I'm very like shy about this. Like I don't want to fart in front of my friends. Like it just, I know it's like people are very weird about farting and passing gas and pooping and stuff. And like I kind of am with those things, but I'm so comfortable with Ray. I just do it now. And it's like, this sounds weird. It's a little liberating. Like it feels nice to be like, I could just do this. This is such a human act and I'm like doing it in front of you. It's fine. This level of comfort is so reassuring. Like I can't describe it because I feel like he sees me for me, like who I am, not just the farting part, but like just everything. Like I'm not afraid to be myself in front of Ray. It just feels like he accepts me for me and there's no judgment at all coming from him. And I just never felt this way before. And it's really nice. Like, yeah. I think obviously being with someone for 2 years, there are, I guess, signs or moments that I felt that were pointing towards like this could be something quite significant in my life or this relationship. And so I kind of want to share those moments. A big sign for me that Ray and I are heading into a really good direction is that the integration with our families is really easy. I'll be using the word easy and natural a lot in this discussion because it just feels, it's just the best way to describe this relationship. Like I mentioned before, last year was a lot of like, he spent a lot of time with my family and I spent more time with his family. And it just felt, it just effortless. Like I think Ray is the first person I brought home and where he's like slept. He like, when we go back to the Bay Area, Ray stays with my family. Like him and I like spend like 2 weeks with my family. And it just felt, I keep saying the word easy, but it was just nice because I feel like I do feel kind of like, oh my gosh, my house is so Asian. Like, will he like the food my mom makes? My house is so cluttered. Like, is he okay? And Ray doesn't care. He's like, oh yeah, it's like an Asian house. And I feel like with that like understanding and him like being so like personable with my mom and my family, it's just him being slotted into my family feels, again, it feels like it fits. And with his family, I really love Ray's family. Like, I feel like his family is the type of family that I've always wanted to kind of marry into because they're all so, the family is large. His cousins are so close and it just feels like a big celebration. I think when I met his family and it felt very easy for me, it didn't feel awkward or like there was no signs of like, oof, this is gonna be hard. It was a good sign for me that this could be something. The other sign I felt, which I mentioned again, was I could be my complete self around him. And as someone that used to care so much about what others thought of me, especially in relationships, I feel so at ease now. Anxiety would always come up in all my previous relationships because I was either afraid they wouldn't like who I really was or like I wasn't sure if I was like good enough or like I had to like, yeah, it just felt so different. And with this one, I don't feel anxious. I feel very secure. To be honest, I think to myself, like, how can someone love all of me? You know, all of this, but he does, or he said he does. I think that's one, like when I talk to my other friends about like, oh, how do you know he's the one? Or how do you know this person is it? Like a lot of them say like, you could just be yourself. Like you, there's no sense of like trying to be someone else because in the end, this your partner accepts you for who you are. And I truly feel that way about Ray. I mean, shoot, like I keep talking about gas because there are a lot of habits I do behind closed doors that I would never do in front of certain people because it's like considered like not classy or whatever. Like I burp a lot. And with Ray, I just kind of like find myself just doing it without even trying to be polite. And he'd be like, oh, what the heck? And I'm like, oh, shit. But I think that just shows how comfortable I am around him because I just don't care. So, yeah, again, just feel very me around my partner.
Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
And the last sign I guess I'll talk about is, like, I truly feel taken care of when I'm with Ray. I think Ray is definitely a man of action and has shown through multiple times how he could really take care of me, whether it's the little acts of just making sure I'm hydrated or just making sure I'm safe to, like, bigger things. Like, when I was really insecure about my body, he just made me feel so loved. Or when I blacked out drunk and he took care of me and I was like, oh my gosh, like, all these different moments in between the last 2 years, I really feel like Ray has definitely just been such a good, stable partner. And with all these actions, I just feel like, oh, wow, like, I have so much trust that he can not only take care of me, but, like, if we were to have a family, like, I feel like he can take care of our family as well. The other thing I want to talk about, which I find very important in a relationship, is our shared values. I feel like when you, like, start dating, this is, like, one of the first few questions you ask your person. You're like, so what are your values? And through experience and time, like, I've learned that Ray and I do have a lot of common values. Like, one thing I've learned is that we are very similar in the way we spend our money relatively. For example, I used to think I was, like, the bougie gal that loves to, like, eat fine dining, whatever. But then Dar was like, Mel, you're so not like that. You love going to, like, mom and pop places and, like, really good, like, homey food. And I was like, oh, why did I think I was a fine diner? You know what? I wasn't a fine dining girl, but I like, you know, going to fancy places. But I think in the end, I truly enjoy more of, like, the authentic, homey restaurants more. And it raised the same way. Like, we, in the end of the day, just want to go somewhere with good food. Like, it doesn't have to be expensive. Like, we just like that kind of stuff. I kind of like the simplicity of that. In that sense, we spend money on food similarly. Like, we're actually also both very big on, like, saving money during the week, cooking, and then, you know, using the weekends to, like, discover new eats. Another thing I learned about Ray that I also share in our value is that we truly love our friendships and family. Like, the way he, like, talks about his family and the way he's always there for his friends, I'm like, wow, this man, like, truly values these two things. And I feel like I'm also the same. My friendships, like, from, like, childhood to now are something I truly cherish. And I think his best friends are from, like, middle school or high school. So, like, I think we have that similar value. The other thing is independence. My gosh, I think this is the biggest thing. And I love this about Ray is that we both like doing things on our own still. Like, there's no sense of attachment. I did a whole episode about this on the mini show. So if you're interested in that topic of, like, just maintaining your independence in a relationship, like, I do a whole episode on that. That is one of the biggest things I think Ray and I are very similar on. And again, it's probably because we were single for a very long time and have developed this sense of self that we want to hold on to as we build our own relationship together. So independence, definitely high on our value list. And the last thing I think we share is our desire for self-improvement. Ray is a very diligent man in how he conducts himself at work, to his, like, fitness, to his lifestyle, to his family, like, everything. Like, he's very big on just taking care of himself. And I really like that. And it encourages me to do the same thing. And again, for me, like, I've shared, personal development is high on my list. So it's nice to have a partner who also feels the same. I obviously can't talk about a relationship without talking about some of the challenges we've gone through. So what are some things you work through? The first thing we work through is the basics, like how, like, sharing how you receive and give love. I think in the beginning, I had to share with Ray that I am more of a words of affirmation person, and that's something that doesn't really come naturally for him. I learned to value his acts of service and my needs for words of affirmation kind of balanced out by seeing how he, like, shows up for me through action. Another big thing that we learned through challenges is how we like to end our fights. Fighting is so, I mean, it's tough, but it's also necessary for you to understand your person better and to grow. We learned that after a fight, even though there's some kind of, like, residual feelings maybe, we like to hug it out to show that we still care about each other. And there's always like a reassuring statement that has to be verbalized, like, we're going to be okay, or we're going to figure it out. Like, these statements work really well for us. Well, it works for me. So I think learning that these are the two things we need after a fight has made our fights easier, I would say. And what are some things you're still working through? I will say this period of moving in together is going to be a challenge, especially navigating this new schedule we're currently living in. Like, how do we find time for each other during the week? That's tough. And I think I said on the main show, one of my fears of moving in with Ray is like, I don't want to feel neglected in a new city because our schedule is so tight. And I think in the beginning, when we first moved that week, that fear kind of crept up for me because we didn't have like it figured out, because obviously this is still also new. So right now, what we're trying to do is he sleeps at 8 p.m. every day, sorry, Monday to Friday. So what I try to do is I try to sit in bed with him for at least 30 minutes before he goes to bed. Whether it's just us watching a show together, like Physical 100, or just like kind of chatting or just being next to him, that small amount of time is what I'm aiming for every day. And maybe more things will be added. And weekends are for sure our time together. Like, I look forward to Fridays and Saturdays so much. Like, even today, I'm recording this on a Friday, and I'm so excited because we're going to go get pasta, more Italian food, and we're going to check out a comedy show. So just like making sure we get these moments together is something I'm trying to aim for. Another topic I'll kind of go into is like any insights I have now being in a long-term relationship. Two things. Before meeting Ray, I really valued having a partner that had the same exact humor as me. I was like, I need to laugh. Like, you have to understand my jokes and like all this stuff. And it was kind of like a deal breaker for me. But when I met Ray, I slowly learned, I'm like, oh, wow, we have very different humors. I would send him memes or videos on Instagram and I would get like zero reaction, no laughter. And he was like, oh, I just don't think it's that funny. And I was like, what? This is hella funny. And he'll make a joke and I didn't get it was a joke. And so like, I realized like, oh shit, our humor is really different. And I was like, what does that mean for us? But obviously, throughout the last 2 years, that hasn't affected our deepening of our relationship. And I was like reading articles online and I landed on this article that talked about humor in long-term relationships. I think it mentioned something along the lines of like, it's not about having the same humor, but it's about creating shared humor. And I love this statement, or I love this like insight, because I realized like with Ray, like the most fun that we've had is when we are together and we both stumble upon something funny, or we like create our own humor. This is so minute, but like I always talk about how when we watch comedy shows together or comedy movies, we both are laughing together around the same part. Or like when I hear him laugh, I laugh, and it's like vice versa, to feel as if your partner's enjoying the moment, whether it's through a movie or like in person at like, I think Ray and I were at a Rite Aid and something was happening. We both found it kind of the scenario funny. Like, these shared experiences is what creates our shared humor, which I think is more significant than having the same humor, if that makes any sense. I think the last insight I have for long-term relationships is that I think each couple in a relationship, they have their own rules that they could abide by and create. Not every couple is the same, but I think the main importance is to make sure you both are on the same page and playing the same, I don't say same game, but you just are the same. I've definitely been in situations before where someone goes, oh my God, you guys do that? In kind of like a judgy tone. I'm just like, yeah, like I'm not judging your relationship, but it's because like I realized, because we're all individuals in this couple and have different needs and wants, that as a pair, it just kind of works, right? So my pairing will be different than your pairing. So in essence, like you can create your own rules for your relationship. What are some ways we have kept this romance alive? People ask like, oh, do the butterflies fade after 2 years? I think it just kind of changes. I think for me, how we keep the romance alive is, even though it's hella early in the morning, Ray always kisses me goodbye, even though I'm half asleep. There's some times where I barely remember, but I know he does it, and that's just nice. We also do this by creating little adventures together. Like on the weekends, we try to explore a new borough or like a new restaurant, and we kind of evaluate it together. It does help that we're in a new city, but creating these new experiences together adds to the romance for me. And lastly, I would say that we're both pretty affectionate people. Fun fact, and surprisingly enough, one of Ray's top love languages is physical touch. There's a lot of hugs whenever we can throughout the week, like whether he's washing the dishes or he's at his desk, like I'll come over and give him a hug. It's just making sure we sprinkle these little moments of affection throughout the week, even though we're so busy, really adds to keeping the romance alive. And the last thing I'll chat through is what needs to happen for us to hit the next level of our relationship. So even though I feel like I know a lot about Ray. Sometimes I feel like we are still very early on in our relationship. Like year two kind of feels like I'm in the sophomore year of our relationship. And there are other years we need to go through for me to understand him better. Maybe not another two, like, you know, college or high school, like junior and senior year, but just more time to fully understand each other, especially in this time of transition in our lives. I think this year will be a very telling year and we're going to learn so much about each other. It's funny, I was having this discussion with Darlene because she's been with Aaron for years. And I was like, yeah, I feel like I don't know enough about Ray. And she's like, well, what else is there you need to know? And I was like, I don't know, like favorite color? Like, she's like, you don't need to know that. And I was like, I think you're right. Like, I really don't need to know these things. So I don't know. Part of me is still kind of like figuring out this answer. But I do think after this year, I'll have more of a sign or more of an understanding. But I don't know. I think maybe it just depends. Like, I think I've seen couples. No, Darlene said, sorry, going back. She said to me, she's like, you know, I'm still learning things about Aaron. I didn't know. So maybe in the end, it's not about like feeling as if I had to know everything about this person to take the next step. But it's just like feeling comfortable in what I know so far. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Like those who have been in long-term relationships, like, did you feel like as if you had to know everything about your partner before you fully committed to marriage or the next step? I'm very curious because I'm still figuring out for myself. I will say, though, it does feel like we both want the same things, as in we both want to have kids and we both want to get married. Super, super random fact I've never shared, but Ray and I did go try on rings. It was so casual, y'all. It wasn't like serious. Like we were shopping in Williamsburg and I was like, oh, like here's a ring shop. I've been very curious about rings just because I love rings. So we tried on the rings for fun and Ray is so nonchalant. It wasn't like, oh my God, this is it. It was just like, oh, just like, we're here, might as well. And it just felt really casual that there didn't feel like there was pressure on it. And it was kind of funny and nice. Like Ray pretty much pranked his friends telling them that he's proposing to me and sending a photo of the ring shop, which he really wasn't. But I'll say it feels nice to feel like, oh, we're so comfortable with each other. We can do something so quote unquote so grand, like trying on rings. Thank you so much for listening to this episode where I reflect on my romantic relationship with Ray. It's been a journey. I know I've definitely shared my dating stories on the main show, and it's crazy to think that I'm here now in this relationship, but there's still so much we're going to go through in the next year, the next few years that I'll be sure to share. Again, thank you so much for listening and being part of my personal life and my personal love story. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Thank you so much again, everyone. Catch you on next episode. Bye.